Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Jasmine Miller, and she is with Perscolis. Welcome, Jasmine.
Good morning. Thank you, Lee.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Perscolis. How are you serving folks?
So Perscolis is a national nonprofit that really works to drive proven social change in communities across the country. And we do this really through providing rigorous tuition-free technology training and professional development skills.
Now, how did the idea come about? What was the genesis of this idea?
You know, we started in the Bronx, New York. We're a national nonprofit, and we started in the Bronx, New York. And so we started over 25 years ago, and we wanted to really respond to the digital divide where folks did not have access to computers. And so started out as an organization that repaired computers for communities that had challenges. And so as we were doing that, and we were training people, we quickly realized that these individuals were getting swept up by companies. And so we morphed into a training organization. And we've been here in Atlanta for 5 years now.
But as a training, that pivot to being a training organization rather than being kind of a place where you got equipment and then fixed it and things like that, that probably changed the whole scope of the work and opened up a lot of opportunities for the people that went through the program.
Absolutely. As we were doing that, as I mentioned, and we saw that companies were really taking an interest in the folks that we were training, it created a ton of opportunity. And so for us, it's not just about training individuals, right? It's about meeting a business need. And so we work with businesses to really think through what are those business needs and to really address some of the skills gap that we see. And so many businesses were interested in that idea. And so it created a ton of opportunities for those individuals to really begin to build meaningful careers.
Now, when you're talking about training, are you talking about like kind of super high tech, like coding kind of training? Like what is the scope of the training?
Yeah, so we offer entry-level training as well as mid-level training. So if you're an individual and you do not have any experience at all in IT, we provide kind of that entry-level training, and we do certifications around like A+ and NET+ and things like that to really move you into the industry. And then we also provide more mid-level training. So we do provide coding and cybersecurity and different things like that as well.
So it's everything under that kind of under like computer language. You're learning kind of all aspects of that.
Yes, you're learning languages. Another really important thing about what we do, it's not just the tech training, right? It's the professional development skills as well. So embedded in every technical training that we provide, we also offer that professional development piece. About 20% of all of our training is professional development skills. And then in addition to that, we offer employment solutions as well. So we partner with companies to move you from the technical training and professional development piece into actual employment.
Now, I've had the opportunity to interview a lot of people in pretty large firms, and people with those kind of skills don't stay unemployed long. There's like a negative unemployment rate for those kind of folks. So it sounds like you're partnering with the companies to help them get the talent they need in order to solve this really dire lack of talent problem that they're facing.
Yes, absolutely. I think about 46% or so of employers report that there's a talent shortage. And we see Perskolis as a solution to that. We work with diverse talent. And so we really help those individuals to build the tech skills and to move them into different careers. And so it's definitely a partnership with business. We encourage the business to also be part of what we're doing. So we invite our business partners in to be part of our curriculum. So the professional development piece, they come in, they work with us from that perspective as well. And I think what that does, it really gives the businesses an opportunity to, one, get to know us, get to know our students. And so as the training is evolving, that relationship is being built. So the businesses have an opportunity to really assess for culture fit and assess for talent skills. And at the end of that, then there's a potential for that person to really move into a job.
Now, let's talk about the student a little bit. How does that person go through the process? Because I would imagine in some ways, this is something that they hadn't considered previously, or they felt they weren't qualified to do something like this. How do you kind of help them get through that mindset gap of, you know, I can do this. I just have to, you know, work a little differently maybe than I have previously in order to accomplish something like this that can really not only take my own personal career to another level, but impact my family and my community as well.
You know, I would say that the students that we look for and that we're working with are really highly motivated individuals. So coming in, we look for motivation. We look for individuals who have a deep passion for IT. And so it's not just the person who says, you know, I want to take a IT class and kind of learn how to use the computer. Really, the type of student that we look for are individuals who, again, want to really build out a career in IT. So that motivation piece is hugely important. And so we do some initial assessments to really look for that and to determine that motivation. And so really help folks to understand that that's critical to, you know, even being successful in our program.
So now in the HR language, they call those people maybe high potentials, people that have that drive and want to take that initiative to get to the next level. Are your students like people coming out of high school and they're choosing this rather than go to college? Are they people that have already kind of had a career for a little and then are pivoting?
Yeah, I would say it's a mix of both. And so we tend to have individuals who, you know, some folks might have started college and just decided that college was not a route for them. We have second career folks so individuals who, you know, went to a particular career and just figured, yep, that's not for me. So let me try something different. So I would say it's a really mixed bag of folks. About 30% of our students are young adults. But, you know, the majority are older adults just looking for a change in career.
So now for you, what have you kind of learned from the impact that this kind of program can make on the trajectory of a person's life?
I mean, it's a huge impact on families, right? We see students who are individuals who come to us making $13,000 a year sometimes and leave and move into a career making anywhere between $50,000 and $80,000, depending on whether it's entry-level or mid-level careers. And so if you can imagine taking someone who's making, you know, that kind of low salary and moving them into a salary range of $50,000, $60,000 and the impact on a family like that. And I would say that, you know, Atlanta ranks number one in income inequity. And so we are the city with the most income disparity. And so communities of color, specifically Black and Brown people, are disproportionately affected by that. And so Perskolis is really a solution for some of this inequity. We really work with, you know, those communities, because part of what we do is we help companies to focus on diversity in the workplace as well. So as you can imagine, again, you know, we are really able to help families to impact and transform their life.
Now, what about the training? Is the training something that is done part-time? Is it on demand? Is it like a 6-month, a year, 2-year program? Like, what does the training look like for the student?
Yeah, so most of our trainings are short-term trainings, and so anywhere from 12 to 15 weeks, but they are full-time trainings, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, so they are full-time programs.
Now, you mentioned this is a nonprofit. Does the student pay for this, or is this funded by like donations and your partnerships with these businesses?
Yeah, we are a tuition-free training, so the training is funded from a diverse set of folks, and so we have dollars from the business community, we have government sources, philanthropic dollars, but the training is tuition-free to the student.
And then is the training done in a classroom or is it done virtually? I would imagine with COVID-19 right now that had to impact some of how you deliver the training, or has it always been remote?
Yeah, absolutely. So our trainings pre-COVID were all in the classroom. As I mentioned, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, a lot of what we do is hands-on and really try to give the students that experience in the classroom. And as you can imagine, COVID-19 really presented some new operational challenges for us. But what I would say about that is that Perscolas is a very innovative organization. And so we were already testing out some virtual remote things. And so we had to pivot pretty quickly during this pandemic to move all of our students into a remote setting. So we are currently offering all of our trainings remotely right now.
So now that has its own challenges, but it also has its own opportunities. By going all virtual, has this opened up the opportunity for folks that maybe are outside of the communities that you serve?
Yes, absolutely. So it has absolutely opened up some opportunities. So in March, we trained over 500 students across our campuses with an 80% graduation rate. And so and currently we see a lot more folks kind of coming through our pipeline because folks are also understanding and realizing that technology is going to continue to be huge, right? As we all transition into kind of this new normal, and there are a lot of opportunities. So we are seeing a lot of our students, folks applying. We're seeing a lot more applications.
And then are they outside of kind of the metro Atlanta? Are you getting a kind of a wider community?
We are, yes. We're seeing a larger span in terms of the state. And then we can also offer additional opportunities as we are a national organization. So now that we're remote, we might not have a cybersecurity class here in Atlanta, but this presents us with an opportunity where if someone was interested in taking a cybersecurity, they could do it now because it is a remote offering.
So now, if you were kind of having a conversation with one of these businesses out there, how would you go about kind of letting them know about the opportunity and exploring ways to work together?
You know, I would say that Perscolas offers a pipeline of talented entry to mid-level diverse candidates who really are prepared to enter into a variety of IT roles. And so we can customize and train to really meet the unique business needs. And so one of our business lines specifically is working with businesses to really think through what their future IT needs are and building out a training specifically for that business and moving individuals into that. We offer an opportunity for our businesses to partner with us throughout the training, as I mentioned earlier, as a volunteer capacity. So coming in and really learning about Perscolas and learning about the students. And I guess the last thing I would say is Perscolas grads tend to be 30 to 50% lower turnover rate as compared to other folks hired in the same roles. And so it's a huge advantage to hire a Perscolas grad and to have the opportunity to partner with us to skill up and, offer this opportunity to individuals.
Now, for you, Jasmine, this must be such rewarding work to work for a nonprofit that really is affecting people and taking them, out of a situation that might be limiting in some ways to now something where almost it's no ceiling anymore into where they can go. It has to be tremendously rewarding. And then also helping the businesses kind of lean into what they've been giving a lot of lip service to is diversity and things like that. This seems like a perfect match in a lot of ways for business and the community. How did you get into this line of work?
Yeah, it is. It brings tremendous value to me every day. I enjoy my job. I enjoy waking up every day knowing that I have the opportunity to really affect change and to partner with individuals to really change their trajectory. And so, I've been in workforce development for over 20 years. And so the impact that I see every day as I work with students and really help them, again, to shift their trajectory, it makes a huge, huge difference as we can see families growing and evolving.
So now for you, when you started this work here in Atlanta, can you share maybe a story where you affected a person? You don't have to name their names, but maybe tell their story a little bit about how they were on one path and then this took them a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as I think about so many students who have come through our training, I specifically think of a young woman who came to us. She was really just looking for something different. She was working retail for the most part and came to Prescola's looking to create some difference and to change. And so she sat through one of our trainings. And the other thing I forgot to mention earlier, we partner with students for 2 years post training. And so it's not just one opportunity, they can come to training. And so this young woman came to our first training. She did excellent, realized, wow, I really have a passion around IT, and then moved on to a second training. She was able to move into an opportunity with the federal government and sent us a photo about a year later, really just showing that she was a homeowner and she had a great job. And, you know, it really just did my heart well to see her sitting, you know, in front of her home with her dog. And it showed the huge change that she was able to make just by going through Prescolis.
So now what do you need more of? How can we help you? Do you need more businesses to partner with? Do you need more students to take the class? Do you need more instruction? What can we do to help you?
Yeah, you know, of course, we're a nonprofit, so all of those things count. We need dollars to continue to offer this program at no cost to our students. We need volunteers from businesses to come in and help us provide some of that professional development. We always need opportunities with businesses to hire our students. And so we're looking for, we have companies like Delta and Home Depot and places like that that hire our students. And so we are always looking for hiring opportunities. So if there are businesses out there that are looking to really address that talent shortage, Prescolis is an answer for you.
And if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the website?
The website is www.prescolis.org. And Prescolis is PERSCHOLAS.org.
Well, Jasmine, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you, Lee.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.